It's among the most famous race courses in the world. But here at Aintree, an alteration to the fences is being described by organisers as the biggest change in the history of the Grand National. The jumps will still look the same, but beneath the spruce covering, hard wooden posts have been replaced by a softer material known as plastic birch.
If a horse leaves a leg, it has got the option of being pushed through, and with birch on top of it, once that's off, you're then getting a more forgiving surface underneath it. To basically make it more what we call horse-friendly.
So is a horse less likely to break a leg if it bumps into this fence than the old timber ones?
Yes, ultimately. I mean, that's what it's about. It's being more forgiving.
In the last 3 years, 50% of horses in the Grand National have fallen. That's more than in any other race. So Aintree has been left with little option but to make changes in response to the claims of some that the race is a spectacle of animal cruelty.
It's not just the fences that are being reworked. Among the other changes, the start is moving forward by 90 yards, away from the crowds and the grandstand. While the fence heights will remain the same, the landing zone for four of the trickiest jumps, including Beecher's Brook, has been levelled in an effort to reduce the danger to horses and riders. And the overall distance is a little shorter, down to 4 miles and 3.5 furlongs. The charity World Horse Welfare has welcomed the changes, but wants fewer horses in the race.
Because of the number of fallers over the last 3 years, in the first third of the race is significantly more than in the last two thirds, we believe there is some evidence to support a trial reduction in numbers to something nearer 30 from the current 40.
There will be no change in numbers this year, but the Grand National in April will be the first test of the safety measures designed to appease those calling for the race to be banned. Becky Johnson, Sky News, Aintree.